Hello and welcome to The Poetry of Science, a podcast which provides insight into new scientific research via the medium of poetry. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Millingworth, and each week I'll be introducing you to some of the latest scientific findings and sharing a selection of science-themed poetry. If you enjoy this podcast, then please consider giving it a rating and leaving some feedback in your podcast directory of choice. And if you really enjoy it, then why not share it with a friend? After all, we could all do with a little bit more poetry in our lives. In this episode, I'll be exploring new research which has found that deforestation exacerbates the risk of malaria for the most vulnerable children. In the clawed grasp of forest's end, a continent breathes, exhales the green, inhales the dust, bare as bone the earth beneath. Trees fall in deafening silence, as in their shadows death's vectors swarm, blood sailors casting off against the tide. Some spared, others bound by birthright, by geography, by wealth. Here lies the tale of stolen lands, of broken deeds yet to touch the soil of truth, where children's dreams are fevered by fate's cruel hand, defined. This poem is inspired by recent research published in the journal GeoHealth, which has found that deforestation in sub-Saharan Africa disproportionately increases malaria risk among the poorest, with a 27-33% rise in prevalence observed. In numerous regions of sub-Saharan Africa, the alteration of natural environments, particularly through deforestation, has a direct and significant impact on the health and welfare of local communities. The removal of forests not only disrupts the ecological balance, but also increases the likelihood of people encountering diseases carried by mosquitoes, such as malaria. This is of particular concern given the already existing challenges related to socioeconomic status and access to healthcare. This research has shed light on the intricate dynamics at play between deforestation and the incidence of malaria among young children in six countries within sub-Saharan Africa. By analysing health data of children under five and comparing it to environmental data obtained through satellite technology, a distinct pattern emerged. It was observed that the poorest families suffer a higher prevalence of malaria following deforestation, with no significant increase in cases among the wealthiest. The increase in malaria cases in the most economically challenged households was found to be between 27 and 33% for each measured increase in deforestation. Furthermore, the study identified that the increased risk is not uniform across all mosquito species, but is particularly associated with regions dominated by certain types of malaria-carrying mosquitoes. These insights emphasise that deforestation is a key factor in the heightened vulnerability of the world's poorest children to malaria. They also highlight the necessity for a comprehensive understanding of environmental and health linkages when crafting conservation and health policies, aiming to safeguard not only the environment, but also the well-being of those who are most at risk. Now that you've heard the science, let me read the poem to you again. In the clawed grasp of forest's end, a continent breathes, exhales the green, inhales the dust, bare as bone the earth beneath. Trees fall in deafening silence as in their shadows death's vectors swarm, blood sailors casting off against the tide. Some spared, others bound by birthright, by geography, by wealth. Here lies the tale of stolen lands, of broken deeds yet to touch the soil of truth, where children's dreams are fevered, by fate's cruel hand, defined. In this section of the podcast, I'd like to share a poem written by another poet on a topic related to the science that has been discussed so far. In this episode, I'll be reading Mosquito Music by Philip Gross. Philip Gross is a poet and novelist born in Cornwall, the UK, in 1952. He gained a BA in English from the University of Sussex before becoming Professor of Creative Writing at Glamorgan University, now the University of South Wales, a position he still holds. Gross has published over 20 collections of poetry, including The Egg of Zero, published in 2006, The Water Table, published in 2009, and later published in 2013. His poetry often explores history, identity, and humanity's relationship with the natural world. In 2009, Gross received the T.S. Eliot Prize for The Water Table. His other accolades include the Gregory Award in 1981 and winning the National Poetry Competition in 1982. Mosquito Music by Philip Gross. Bare boards, dust sheeted, shadows, in the corner swagged and tented muslin like mosquito nets, on a foundered four-poster with one broken upright, three askew, a berg that sways and glows from inside, patchily with candle flicker, it could go up in a scurry of flame, a pungent sizzle, daddy long leg wings, this gas mantle brittleness, husk and cavity becoming dangerously brilliant, as streetlights click precisely out at 2 a.m. The cage is draped for sleep, but the canary won't stop singing in their skin. Those two shapes you might make out or remember toss and twist and tangle. The mosquito won't stop fizzing, tingling in some inward crease or fold. They can't quite reach. Thank you for listening to The Poetry of Science. If you want to find out more about the scientific study featured in this episode, or read any of the poems in full, then please visit the show notes at scipurch.podbean.com. That's scipurch.podbean.com. We can also find out how to get in touch with any questions or comments you might have. Thanks for listening.